Patricia Nazario, KPCC reporter, has been out at the Indy Mac in Encino. There's still a line out there, Patricia?
There are two lines, Larry. There's a short line with about 50 people. They were here yesterday, and they received numbers for appointments, and they have priority today. And then there's a longer line that shoots out in the opposite direction. There are about 100 people in this line. One of them is a lady who has agreed to talk to us, Larry. Her name is Maria Hinojosa. She has a couple of accounts here, CDs. Tell me about the accounts you have here, Maria.
I have the two CDs, and we have the two checking accounts.
What do these accounts mean to you? How important are they?
Very important. That's all the money we have. That's the money we use to pay bills. That's the money we use to live. So we're staying here until we can get our money.
Yeah, Larry, Maria was telling me that they were away actually on vacation and then rushed back to try and get in this line.
Okay, and is her are her total deposits more than a couple hundred thousand dollars between herself and her husband?
Maria, they told you that your money is insured. Is that right?
They did. We came here before we left on our trip to make sure that it was insured. And according to them, they gave us a paper that says that it is insured because of the beneficiaries that we have. They told me on Thursday when we came, oh, everything is fine. Don't worry about it. You're covered. But, you know, I don't believe anybody at this point.
Patricia, could you ask Ms. Hinojosa why she's in line to withdraw her money, given that it is all federally insured and those dollars are safe?
So, Maria, why are you in line to take your money out if it is safe and insured?
Because I don't know. Tell me. You don't know. They told me it was fine. The bank was doing fine on Thursday, and Friday they went belly up. So how can I believe them? I'm going to stay here, like I told you.
Yeah, I think in her situation, Larry, because they came to the bank Thursday before they left on their trip asking questions, being cautious. And she said the bank officials insured her that the money was safe, it's insured. They printed out paperwork for her and her husband, and then they went on their trip. And then the next day they got the news that the bank had fallen into the situation. So she's feeling very insecure about her deposits right now.
So she doesn't really believe that the federal government is insuring it? She feels like the bank is still, she still feels like it's the old Indy Mac Bank? Is that what I'm understanding?
Do you feel less confident in the federal government? Do you feel like that this is really only in the hands of this one bank, or do you have some confidence in the federal government that they're
I have confidence in the federal government. It's just a matter of time when we're going to get the money. But I feel like if I stay here and they let me in and I can get some money, you know, I live with from this money, the interest, everything. So I need the money.
Yeah, Larry, she was saying that they, you know, receive some Social Security, but largely depend on the interest from the accounts that they have here. And at this point, you were saying, Maria, your bills and everything, how's that looking?
Well, we're up to date on everything, but they told us that we can get the money in 2 to 3 days. I heard some people, they told them that they can get it in 2 to 3 weeks. So, you know, 2 to 3 weeks is the end of the month when everything is coming up due. Plus, you know, we need money to live on. We're on a trip, and now I have to go grocery shopping, too.
Patricia Nazario, hold on just a moment, because we have the ombudsman from the FDIC, Ricky McCullough, on the line. Now, could Ms. Hinojosa, could she get the money just through an ATM at Indy Mac? Would that be, because it sounds like she wants money for day-to-day living expenses and is concerned about having access to that.
I want to reiterate that Indy Mac Federal Bank is a full-service bank. Depositors are still able to carry on the same banking services that they always have been able to do. She has access to her money. I think what I hear is that she's trying to withdraw all of her money. She's able to do that, and we don't want to deter anyone from doing that. But nothing, she doesn't have to withdraw her money. She can still write checks. She can still use her online banking. She can still use her ATM card. Nothing has changed in that regard.
All right. Patricia, thanks. I just wanted to check that out with Mr. McCullough. So go right ahead with, tell us about, you know, the size of the crowd right now in those two lines.
The line of people who were here yesterday, so it's about 50 people. From what I understand, around 8 o'clock this morning, there was some chaos here, as at the other Indy Mac branch in Northridge, where I started the morning. But at this bank, people were pretty heated and testy. The branch manager called the police out to calm the situation. So the police came, and they put up crime scene tape. There's that yellow crime scene tape on one side of the bank, and that's where the short line is of the people with numbers. And then the long line kind of shoots out in the opposite direction of folks who are hoping to either get a number or get some sort of customer service today.
With the other folks that you've spoken with in line, Patricia, have you heard from others who have similar thoughts as Ms. Hinojosa, that they just don't have confidence that even with the FDIC insuring these accounts, that the money's still going to be there?
Absolutely. I'm getting that sort of thought over and over again. This is another woman, Akiko Shimura. You were telling me, Akiko, about your state of confidence in the bank and in the government. You want to repeat it?
I really don't know. This is my first experience in my life, and I'm 70 years old, so I don't know how far I can trust the FDIC.
Are you here to take out your money?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Well, I don't feel comfortable.
Yeah. So, yeah, Larry, and you know what? I do want to say that there are mainly elderly people. You know, it seems a lot of people have put their life savings, or at least part of it. A lot of people have invested in these CDs or money markets. These are people in their 50s, 60s. I'd put it more 60s, 70s, handicapped people, some people in those walkers with the seats. And they're really concerned, I think, just about the sense of security that they're lacking right now.
Well, that's an excellent point for undoubtedly many of the people you're describing. These are their life savings. As Ms. Hinojosa was saying, this is it. This is what they've got. So just the strong emotions associated with the threat of losing that seems to be what is in play for them this morning. Patricia, anything else for you to add before we let you go?
I would say the day is warming up, Larry. Starting out at 6, 7, 8 o'clock this morning, it was okay. The lines were long and people were out here with their sweaters on. But the sun is coming out. This is on Ventura Boulevard. You know, cars are whizzing by. And the real consideration is a lot of these people are elderly, and they're out here with water bottles and trying to grab whatever shade they can to try and get through this situation.
All right. Patricia Nazario, thanks so much for being with us from the Encino branch of IndyMac Bank.